This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, I ate a can of mushrooms. Pieces and stems, if you're wondering. As opposed to buttons. It was pieces and stems, which will be my next year's fantasy football team name.
Pieces and stems.
Pieces and stems.
And the Bulldog.
I should be ashamed to admit this publicly, but whatever. How long have we been doing this? I'm a junkie. I can't be trusted.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I think I know what your answer to this question will be, but I'm going to ask it.
Okay.
Are you following with interest the Belichick stuff? I'm trying so hard not to.
I think you were expecting me to say no, but I'm interested enough that I clicked on a story. I read his statement today.
CBS just made a statement of its own.
Oh, okay.
There were no conditions
or
limitations agreed upon.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. The whole, I don't know.
Can you wear a shirt that doesn't have a hole in it next time? Maybe.
See, now, I don't care enough to have known that. I did not know that. I guess I didn't notice it in, I saw a still shot
a ripped,
of the interview, but I didn't.
Ripped sweatshirt with a hole in it by the shoulder. Yeah. I mean, I'm not, who do I want for this?
I'm not sure.
I don't even know anymore. I mean, there's no cultural icons anymore. There's a guy, you know, repping a credit card. There's a gecko. Who are the cultural icons in this society anymore? Who do you look up to?
You're referring to the bank guy that's on the stage with Derek Jeter and an astronaut.
Right,
that guy.
Don't get me started. You're going to go whatever that is, an assembly, and really the premise is we're here for a guy who's just trying to, you know, talk you into a credit card in this economy. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Belichick looked a little sloppy, is what you're saying here.
That's his brand, I guess.
Maybe if the significant other is going to meddle to the extent that she seems to be, at the very least, being accused of, she's not flat out meddling. Meddling sounds like it's not invited. I mean, I'm assuming he's good with it. Otherwise, you know, it wouldn't be happening. Maybe she needs to get on him about his closet, maybe a little bit. There's what I'm hearing. But I did not notice that. I did see
some. You know her name?
I'm afraid I don't know it off. I'm going to know it when you say it because I've read it enough times.
I only know her first name is Jordan.
Yeah.
Her last name, I think, is six letters, but I don't know it.
Yeah.
At least I have that going for me.
I thought I saw some footage of him doing some coaching on the field at what I guess would be like pre-spring practice or something in North Carolina, and her in some sort of like knee-high boots helping, which I thought was, okay. All hands on deck, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Are they America's couple? Is Allen and Haley Steinfeld America's couple, or is Belichick and Jordan?
I don't know
her last name. Who is America's couple? Never mind. Rhetorical question. I'm not asking you for an answer.
I don't think I
have no idea who it would be. When I thought about like dress up, I thought of Pee Wee Herman, who's dead. That's like from the 80s where he wore a tuxedo. That's what I thought of. And I didn't really need Belichick in a tuxedo. I just thought like, here's somebody I think of as being sort of dressed, you know, put together. He had, but even that's like a costume. So that doesn't even work. And it's from forever ago.
Yeah.
Let's start again. Wide receiver? No. We were talking earlier about your attitude about the Bills. Because in the last 2 days, what's kind of come out is we kind of got past what happened Monday morning and into just sort of like the meat of the draft and the team overall, the offseason, is you've got fans who, you're one or the other, you've got fans who are more than not grateful for it, and or almost maybe take offense to criticism of them, the kind of stuff that we've had the last couple of days, which was not just Bean's behavior, but, you know, what he did in this draft. And then you also have, well, those people who have kind of had enough of the excuses they might say, they might call it, for how the Bills have, you know, figured out ways to not, in a more, you know, expensive, substantive way, gone after receivers. I don't need to have the conversation again. I like the conversation about your feelings, you know, just whether you're more the grateful Bills fan for all their success, we know what preceded it, or the fan who's like
tired of waiting,
tired of losing the same way to the same team every year in the playoffs when your team, parentheses, your quarterback, are so good. And I mean, I get both. There are both. I end up more in the latter camp. It's just how I am. It's really all about, not all. I mean, I certainly can enjoy sports, you know, in a vacuum, and almost any sport in that way. But with the Bills and the Sabres, it's a quest. It's a quest. It's a quest to win one someday ever. Sneaky Joe sent me a text earlier when he heard us talking about this. And he mentioned how he was at their draft party Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when people were there, ESPN put a graphic up. I was watching NFL Network. I didn't see this. ESPN put a graphic up. Bills have the most wins in NFL history over 6 seasons without making a Super Bowl.
Right. I saw that.
And the whole crowd booed or groaned. Like, what? Offended by it? Not booing that would not exactly be being proud of it.
Right. That's frustrating. That is frustrated booing, I assume. Not even mad that you're pointing it out on TV at the draft, right? Like, you could boo. Like, I don't want to see, don't remind me of that. Like, don't, like I mentioned earlier with Butchergrass saying about the misery of Leafs fans, and I'm over here in Buffalo going, dude, ah. That's frustration. And look, I'm not going to lie. I definitely come down more in the grateful side of things myself. But I saw that Thursday night, and I don't think I was watching with anyone in particular that I recall. Maybe Fred was in the room with me. I don't know if I groaned, but if I was going to make a sound at that moment, it would have been a groan. I don't know about a boo, but it would have been like, oh, geez. You know, so on one hand, it's, wow, that's really great. No one's won more games, you know. But geez, it's a tough mantle.
It reminds me of Nick Costos' point from last Wednesday, and I don't think I've ever really known this. What did he have? No team, the Ravens too, the Bills and the Ravens, coach and quarterback together for so long. No team with that has ever won a Super Bowl after.
Like, once you get beyond a certain point in time with the same coach and quarterback combination, continuing to bang on the door has not worked. Yeah, that was it. Whatever this amount of time is, that Jackson and Allen obviously came into the league at the same time, so they're joined at the hip on their timeline here with Harbaugh and McDermott, respectively.
7 years.
Seven years, and yeah, that was Yeah. I didn't ever think to question it or look it up or anything, but okay. That might be pretty telling. But, I mean, at the same time, like, am I supposed to assume that because of that, the Bills or Ravens aren't winning this year. I mean, they're both going to be real contenders in the AFC again, I would expect.
But that was Nick's take, and that is that you can have that take.
Yeah.
Right? That you can go either way with it. What's happened in either case or both is evidence that they're going to come up short. They don't have the right mix, or they don't have the right something. Or you can be like, I'm losing to Kansas City every year by a field goal. One of these times, it's going to turn right. It's going to turn out right. Then, of course, you have to win the next game. Or however many other games there are.
Right. These losses haven't all been in the AFC Championship game, only two of them.
You can't win a Super Bowl by beating the Chiefs alone. But still, you know, it's obvious. Like, they're close enough where you might think it's even crazy. We've had these conversations every offseason since, you know, this started, to consider changes. And your changes wouldn't be Allen.
No, obviously not. No.
Some of these teams, if you think about it, maybe you can think of them. I don't know if I have it yet, but examples would include ones where the quarterback maybe would get the blame for the losses, you know, choking in the playoffs or something, and not the coach. Now it seems the coaching changes are easier. It's, you got Allen, you know, you wouldn't think of changing out Allen, but still, like, what would it cost you? If you wanted to do it, what would it cost you? You couldn't just, it's not even worth debating. It would be a coaching change there if you wanted to change that. Baltimore, too. Anyway.
Yeah. There is the unfortunate timing of their arrival in the league being preceded by 1 year by the guy in Kansas City. Like that. And that it is not just a normal adversary to overcome. It seems like one with the coach included that is, you know, particularly challenging to get by, and both organizations have the same problem. And you know that it's right to consider these jobs do not last forever. I don't know when it runs out. Like I struggle with you. You've said like this year for you. Like you should or maybe have to. I don't know. I struggle with that. Like, I don't think I could sit here and say what you said back in whenever that was you said that, February.
And yesterday.
Because you're right, to repeat it. I don't know. I can't just decide, okay, this is enough. I don't know. Like, but it's more reasonable maybe to do that than react in a temper tantrum about something that goes wrong, like say I did after the Philly game. If I were in charge of the Bills, I would have fired Sean McDermott after that Philadelphia game. Season before last. That's how angry I was. But, you know, there's a reason you don't make those kinds of decisions.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
When you're hot, when you're angry, or emotional, the other side of it. Like you need to be level and calm, like not overreacting one way or the other. And any kind of emotion, positive or negative, is going to influence that. And it probably is better to have more of a plan, I guess. But I don't know, that's a tough concept for me. After all the success they've had, I just can't say, okay, this is it. I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to unfold. I look forward to talking about it with you as the year goes on. Not that we'll be revisiting it constantly or anything.
But I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not. But not that this is bad. It's likely to be another season where the playoffs are probably pretty close to a formality, like last year was, and like some of the, not every year, but some of these years have been. 2 years ago got a little dicey, but ultimately, of course they made it. Week 18.
Right, to win the division. Ago. Right, they could have been eliminated
on the last day
when that day started.
That's right. Right. But you know, probably this year will be they'll be in. They might not win the division, but they'll be in. We'll see. Just probably. And if that's what you're facing, then well, how do you sort of talk about it? Look forward to it. You can do that in a lot of ways. But it's really all about the playoffs. That's the whole consideration. Talking about a coaching change or something, it's about the playoffs. They have the most wins ever over six seasons for a team that hasn't made it to the championship round or the Super Bowl. So it's really all about the postseason. The thing, this has come up the last couple of days. You're drafting for the long term as well as the short term, and maybe more so for the long term. The idea now, you hear it put in the context of the second contract. Should I draft a running back? Am I going to want to pay him a second contract? These are all players that you hope to be able to want to sign to a second contract. So it's like 5 years plus where, you know, you're sort of hoping with these guys. Shortened, it's this season. Okay, TJ Sanders, how much does he play? I've got these other, you know, I've got Daquan Jones. We'll have to see. And on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shorten it more for a team that should be in the playoffs. Pro Football Network, they send me an email every day. I really don't know much about what it is, but I always read the emails. It's lots of good stats and information. And they did a breakdown today on each team's playoff odds, like by their analysis, and the Bills had the highest in the NFL. 97.3% right, or something it was. I don't know what went into their analysis, but probably win totals.
Sure.
Other divisions weak.
The division, right. Yeah.
So you shorten that one more time, then it's, okay, I'm on the field at Arrowhead Stadium. It's the fourth quarter. The game is tied. What does my draft do for me in that situation? Because that's what's going to make the difference. And maybe TJ Sanders makes a play up the middle. Maybe Maxwell Hairston picks off Patrick Mahomes. You know, that's why you're doing this. That's right, what you're hoping to get. And I think part of the receiver point, I'm not trying to make it about that, because you could do this for other positions besides receiver, but part of that for me is in that fourth quarter, having a player that I can beat you with.
That scares you. That scares my opponent.
And they do not have that.
Right.
Like, that's, they had a great season without it. If you want to say, if you agreed, you'd say they didn't have it. They had a great season without it, and maybe they can win next time without that player. But they do not have that player. And it would have come at the expense of TJ Sanders, you know, who, in one way or another, that's what that would have been. Or maybe not Sanders necessarily.
Maybe Deion Walker.
Jackson.
Whatever, yeah. Yeah.
Landon Jackson?
Yeah, Landon Jackson.
You know, you get the point. So, it's a long time before they even kick off. But that, I think, is really, like, it comes down to however difficult this really is. You can't know almost anything about, it's funny, I say this, you can't really know the situation. Who are you playing? What kind of game is it? Despite the fact that three of the last 4 years, they've had the same thing. They've had the same situation.
Very similar.
Right? Against the same team in the same state. Well, one game was here, two in Kansas City. I'm thinking about 13 seconds in the last two playoff losses. So, you know, you can maybe do a little well trying to expect, predict
right,
a certain opponent and a certain kind of game. And what are you going to do? Who are you adding to your team that can help win that game for you? I mean, it's kind of really hard to know the answer.
Yep.
But that is part of the thinking when it comes to their drafting.
And I think it is objectively fair to look at what they've done, who they've chosen, when they've chosen them. I already want to back out of making such a definitive statement about it, because they did use their top asset in an offseason 2 years ago on a tight end, and then last year on a receiver, albeit trading down and trading down with the team that we're talking about as your adversary and whatever. So it's not – it just feels like the defense thing has – They've done this before. They did this after the 2020 season, and now they're doing it again. And it's not like every year you should be choosing which side of the ball to be emphasizing in your draft. You mostly should be trying to draft the best players that are available regardless of all of that. But that's maybe a little idealistic when the margins are as thin as we're talking about here, when one guy might make the difference. But you can probably already sense, and maybe some of the audience can too. I hope they're not rolling their eyes. Like, 2 years in a row, you've gotten to that point at the end of the game and not been able to get there. Just for whatever reason, you just have not been able to get there. And no, that doesn't mean that if they had drafted player X, that they would have. Right, if the Bills had stayed put last year and drafted Xavier Worthy at 28 instead of trading down with Kansas City and then trading out of the first round entirely and choosing Keon Coleman, that he makes a play for you in that spot when you needed it on that final drive.
At least he wouldn't make one for Kansas City.
Right, right. And you would have – you'd be a little less – assailable about the point, because you did it again. You didn't defer in any way. You didn't give up some advantage, perceived or actual, to your biggest adversary. You just did the thing. And furthermore, it's a piece that, I mean, from the outside, would have made more sense skill set wise. You know, it's not a duplicate of a slot player. It's a fast player, the fastest player in the draft, a player that you've not had that style of player really at all through this run, at least in any meaningful way. Deontay Hardy's the closest you can get. And what did he play, 15% of the snaps on offense or something the year he was here? I mean, he hardly existed on offense. Thank you for the punt return that won you the division. It's not nothing, but still. That is sort of the crux of the receiver point, is do you have enough there? And, you know, I like the Todd Bowles comment that ended the last segment. You know, like that's where I think I want my coach to be.
Jordan Schultz reports that the Bills are signing Elijah Moore. 1 year, up to $5 million. Okay. Just as I was sitting here thinking, we've got to change the subject, the Bills are signing Elijah Moore. And so we'll be discussing that after the update. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.